The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
In a world where the shocker and the spocker, for some reason, different things to put in different holes, you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box, episode 142, Fan Interaction. Pew, 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 pew.
Spocker and the Shocker.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 142 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. This is the Random Bullshit episode.
That's it.
Random Bullshit episode.
So let's start with the first thing.
It's Hi, people. Silly that are watching. Aloha.
A silly aloha.
Yeah.
I'm sending waves at the people that are watching mine.
So why can't you just do this? Hey, everybody.
Well, Hi, because everybody. It asked me if I want to send a wave.
Oh.
So let's start with Mel's thing first, because she kind of mentioned it in the last episode, and I said we were talking about it on this thing.
Oh, I don't even know what she said. Let's hear it, Mel.
Why? Oh, here. Start to go.
No, oh, don't
God,
worry.
Don't fall.
Please don't fall.
I want to know.
She got quiet.
She's like That's coming the, in hard to yeah. the mic.
I want to know.
Hello, Jess. Wow, there's 11 people watching right now. I'm Hello, 11 people.
I want to know what this hoopla-pla is about. Hoopla-pla? Remaking The Princess Bride.
Oh,
because
bullshit.
That's a bullshit.
Even Carrie Elwes, however the fuck you pronounce it.
Elwes.
Carrie Elwes.
What did you just say?
I don't know what W is supposed to sound like. But yeah, even he was like, there's a shortage of good movies in this world. It'd be a shame to ruin this one.
Like, how did they even redo that? There's no Andre the Giant.
Like, rips his own lines to, like, bash a remake.
Who the fuck do you cast?
It's Andre
it
the
is
Giant.
Andre the Giant.
Well, probably the Rock. Dude.
No,
it's
no.
the only way to sell the film.
No,
the only way to sell the film.
The big dude from fucking whatchamacallit? The fucking Crazy Dragon show.
Get the fuck out of my house, Doyle.
Why?
Crazy. Get the fuck out of my house, Doyle.
Crazy Giant Dragon movie. Okay.
What's Bye, Doyle.
Show.
Stop yelling,
you
Jesus.
Stop yelling.
Bye, Doyle.
Stop yelling into the
Doyle
mic.
Doyle just said.
I don't know. Who cares?
Away from
I'm sorry. No.
Brock Lesnar would be a good massive person. I agree with that sentiment, but I love Andre the Giant.
It was nice knowing your husband. I'm sorry you're going to be a widow soon.
I know, but like, stuff, but then I get a kitty.
Win all around.
I mean, the but
you
got. Seem to be different,
you can't
so
do.
Sad about
there's nobody to replace Andre the Giant. There's nobody that's. Like, unless Billy Crystal and Carol Kane are going to be in it again. You
yeah,
can't.
But Billy Crystal doesn't even need makeup now.
I mean, not your Carol Kane.
Exactly. So my friend...
Fucking dragon show that was just super popular? It had the Hodor. Hodor.
The guy that plays Hodor.
Hodor. Yeah.
No.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, the guy who plays Hagrid, too.
He's actually very short.
So my friend Bro said you can't recast anybody from The Princess Bride. It's really? So fucking iconic.
It's too perfect.
Really? No, he's just I'm trying joking. To get you to yell.
You're about to be a big dick
I was thinking a big fluffy guy.
He's the most replaceable character in that movie.
I feel like he's not, though, because he's probably one of the most iconic.
That's the problem.
Does anyone want a peanut?
There's not a single person in this movie that you're going to see this movie
it's
and
the
not.
Guy from the cop movie.
You're.
What, like the, which
we
cop
were just
movie?
Just talking about how the co-host of the Great British Baking Show and the dude from Maniac Cop have the same fucking face.
Oh, Noel?
Noel.
Jesus. Oh my God. Because
of the face.
Yeah.
I thought we were still talking about the big dude. I was like, what
one unfortunate looking bastard. Holy crap.
You were so Tim's so high last night.
Chelsea said it's untouchable.
It is untouchable. You would fuck this up. But
yeah.
We were watching Great British Baking Show, and the whole time, every time that guy comes on the show,
sorry,
Tim's like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy's face?
For what?
Like, God
Brock
damn
Lesnar's
it.
Oh, my God.
And we don't mention that in this household.
I don't know anything about Brock Lesnar.
Let it go.
Honestly, to be fair, everybody who knows Brock Lesnar says that he's a great dude.
He is supposedly a very nice
dude. Boo, Brock Lesnar.
Well, he's doing exactly what you want him to do. Ooh, that's the whole point.
I'm still the only one booing Roman.
You only boo him whenever he comes out because you're like, oh, I like
don't
cancer
like John
patients.
Cena, but he's a great dude in person.
I can't see him.
He's a great dude in person. That guy has done so many Make-A-Wish Foundation things.
Don't put it over there. It'll just end up saving us
time. My friend bro also said if they CGI The Rock to be Andre the Giant, I quit this fucking
earth. Yeah. I would watch that. I love The Rock. I love The Rock.
Yeah, but Scorpion King was bad.
Yeah, well, yeah, but that was like his first movie.
Supposedly,
I definitely think you can recast
second fart on set.
What's that?
Supposedly, there's like a backstory that Andre the Giant let out like a 16 second fart on set.
Yes,
and halted production.
I don't want to say nothing, but he did that everywhere.
He would drink.
There are multiple.
So much beer
there are
too.
Multiple stories about his flatulence.
I think he holds the world record for most cans of beer drinking
that I don't.
In like a single setting.
I do
like,
know that he like was. They said that he could drink a whole keg by himself.
Yeah.
So which is like, insane.
He's like 10 kinds of the man that any human being is at the time.
I think you could recast the movie. We're all looking at it from a sense that we love the movie and that's why we think it shouldn't be touched. I think it could probably be done. It's not really that intricate of a fucking story that it couldn't be done.
But I think it would be hard to, it would not be as good as,
But you're looking at it from the point of you love the other movie. And that's the problem with remakes is that we look at them from a jaded perspective before they ever come out.
Right. I'm just – there are very few movies that I would put on such a pedestal that I would not want to see them get remade. And this is one of them. I feel like Braveheart is one. Like it's just such a well-made
movie. I don't really like Braveheart.
For me, it just is an amazing movie. Things like that are so iconic, like Back to the Future or Indiana Jones, like the original Indiana Jones movie. If you remake it, it doesn't take anything away from the old one.
No.
But it does muddy the waters. Like it's like the Terminator, how this new movie is effectively Terminator 3.
Right.
I would just so much prefer that like that middle be gone and not be there. Halloween is a great series of films, but the new one from Rob Zombie, I just kind of wish it wasn't there to like muddy the water.
I just don't care. I don't like it, but it doesn't take away my love. First, I don't even like Halloween. I think it's the worst of the slasher movies that came out in that time. I think Jason is better. I think Freddy Krueger is the best when it comes to those types of movies.
The remake isn't very good.
Either. I don't think Freddy the Nightmare on Elm Street. I think that's an awful fucking remake.
Yes. Here's
but
a very
it doesn't take
thing.
Away my love from the original movies.
No,
and I want to give it a chance. I want to give if somebody wants to remake Freddy Krueger, do it, and hopefully they do a good job. And if they don't, then I'll just go watch fucking what's his name? Robert England.
So where are we at with the two original Ghostbusters and the all-female Ghostbuster?
Oh, you already know my opinion about this.
I know. You don't like it.
No, I love the new Ghostbusters.
You like it. Somebody else didn't like it.
I didn't watch it.
So it's like – it's an okay movie on its own, but it doesn't necessarily need to exist either.
Who cares? But who are we to say something should or shouldn't exist?
This is true.
Ooh, I'm basically God.
Inconceivable.
You keep saying this word, but I don't think it means what you think it means.
She knows exactly.
You know
what
exactly what it means.
If you want to go make that movie and you can make somebody laugh, do it.
Yeah.
If I don't like it, I don't like it. You know, I don't like the fact that the and I'm sorry because I don't know her name, the African American lady, she went on a complete rant that they're making the new one because it's with the old cast.
Ultimately, Dan Aykroyd's going to do whatever the fuck
she's thinking. She went out and was like, how dare they not make a sequel and they're making a new one, you know, blah, blah, blah. When they still have the opportunity to make a sequel.
It's because the all-female one became more of a feminism movement than a good movie, in my opinion. And I was stoked about it when they first announced it.
I liked it. It didn't – none of – I think part of it is I kind of check out from like the internet bullshit that happens around movies. And I end up watching movies that maybe other people don't see or way after people see them. Like – couple episodes ago, we were talking about The Illusionist and The Prestige, right? Yeah. So they're basically the same movie. They came out kind of the same time. There was all this hype around them, and I saw them 2 years after they came out.
Yeah.
And my opinion was both those movies are cool.
Yeah.
You know, whereas every other person I know has an opinion about which one's better and which one shouldn't have been made or should have been made. And I was just like, yeah, they're both cool movies.
Well, it's,
yeah.
it's last episode idea. we literally just talked about the differences between a novel and two movies from the novel.
Yeah.
The newest It series is fine. Like, it's in existence. People probably really like it. People probably really hate it. But it does not take away from the fact that I can go watch Curry in the original movie, or I can go read the book and still love both of those things. You know, I don't, who am I to be like, oh, fuck, how dare they make this again? You know what I mean? That sounds very fucking presumptive. What's the word? Presumptive? Is that the right word? It's, yeah, that's, that seems very weird to me.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll try to do something like they did with Aladdin, with a like remake of the live action?
Don't even get me started on the Aladdin.
I liked Aladdin.
Aladdin was fucking horrible. Holy shit, the Aladdin remake was bad. Purposefully talking over Ashton right now.
They're different, for sure.
They're different
and the same. I liked the new Aladdin.
I think the only problem with them changing a bunch of The Princess Bride to make a new movie is that it's a book, and the movie is like an exact interpretation
of
the book.
But they don't have to. So Aladdin is not so different that from the original cartoon that you're like, what the fuck am I watching? Yeah. It's just little things here and there that are different, but they do change the movie. But it's not a different story. It's still the exact same story. It's right. Just there are little subtle differences in the movie that make it different. And I enjoyed it. I think Will Smith did a great genie. You know, of course, again, you know, is he the same as fucking Robin Williams? They're two totally different actors. They approach the movie differently. They're different.
One of them's alive.
Yeah, that too.
Ouch. Sorry.
Hey, Randy.
He just doesn't like it because his favorite character didn't have a good
movie. No, I don't like it because the whole movie was garbage. I don't have the time to rest to wreck that movie right now, though.
I love them. I like the movie. I don't know that I would go so far as to say that I loved it, but I like the movie. I'd watch it again.
I won't go so far as to watch it. But I've heard it's good from other people.
Personally, I liked it more than the original.
That's small.
And there's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Is that we just we
what the fuck is happening?
we latch onto these things because that's how we felt when we grew up. You know, The Princess Bride is an amazing fucking movie.
Everybody does that with everything.
Right,
it's not just movies.
But that's what I'm saying.
Is Muhammad Ali somehow still the best boxer ever when it can't be possibly true?
Like Mike Tyson would knock him cold the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because he's crippled and dead.
Yeah.
And it's by easy. Science just pick progresses.
Hey, I'd bite your ear off.
I'd eat me.
It just seems to me. It just seems so arrogant for somebody to be like, they should not remake this, and that's crazy to me. Like, let them remake it.
I'm fine with remaking it. Yeah. I don't like when they take properties that have a certain feel and completely change it to something else. To me, it's to just make a different movie.
Yeah,
and I don't care if they remake the movie or not.
What about Romeo and Juliet, the Baz Luhrmann one?
Which is that the fucking...
I don't even...
The pistols fucking... one with all the...
That's fine. It's the concept is still exactly the same. It's just modern day.
But that's exactly what you said. That she completely...
No. What I'm talking about is, like, I just watched Spider-Man, right? And they turned Mysterio into a fucking actor with technology. Just make a different bad guy.
Yeah. I get what
you're
saying.
Or you go to Iron Man 3 and you have the Mandarin as an actor.
The Mandarin isn't the Mandarin?
He is not
what?
At all.
Yeah. Like, to me, that's just... You could have just made a different bad guy, a different movie. And I was fine with the movie overall. It's a good movie.
Except for the
but
Mandarin.
It's just like,
not
yeah,
the Mandarin.
That's not the Mandarin. That's not Mysterio.
So maybe instead of making Princess Bride, make something like it.
Make a movie about the Dread Pirate Roberts.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
Give us some of that timeline because apparently it's pretty interesting.
Make a prequel about the Dread Pirate Roberts. Make a sequel about their kid.
Now, again, I'm not saying like, yeah, let's go remake the movie. I just don't give a fuck whether they do or they don't. That has no – that I don't care. cool. Make whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. Do whatever you want. I'd like to see something different. It'd be cool, a prequel or about their kids or whatever, I guess. But I'd still watch it.
And then you could probably get some of the old cast on board with it, too, because the cast is largely against this.
Yeah. As he said, Juan nailed it. It's just a sentimental attachment.
No, not right now.
It's very true. Nostalgia carries a very heavy weight with certain films, certain beloved films.
It carries a heavy weight, period. Look at how much stuff revolves around nostalgia and the popularity of it. Even today, I was bitching about people with Mario tattoos that are clearly too young to have ever played the original NES. There's no reason for me to give a shit about that.
Maybe they just like famous plumbers.
And there's really only two. Well, I guess three. Mario, I guess. And Waluigi. Those guys are plumbers.
Don't give a fuck, Ashton. Then there's baby. Then there's baby Mario, baby Luigi.
They're not plumbers. Are they plumbers?
Yet, they're babies.
They're apprentice.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
That's the thing. It's not my anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? I didn't make these fucking movies. I just lived at a time when they fucking came out.
True.
It's not mine.
Maybe you don't like people with Mario tattoos because you either hate things or you love things.
I do run hot or cold.
You do.
Well, here's my thing about the remakes.
Get out of here.
Here's my thing about the remakes to go back to why I don't like the new Aladdin versus the original. I don't like it because they changed certain things about the story. It just didn't need to be changed. Just remake the movie if you're going to do that. Don't add in all this other superficial
The problem
bullshit.
Is, I think then you would be saying, what the fuck? Why did they remake it exactly the same as the last one?
Because that is a problem, too.
Yeah.
We were talking about the new Psycho versus the old Psycho.
Yes.
They are literally the exact same movie with different actors. Like, scene for scene, shot for shot.
And both still
Everything's
good.
Everything's exactly the same. People hate the second one for no reason.
It's like, a nostalgia thing.
It's just a nostalgia thing. But as soon as you make a movie, I made it the exact same way, people check out of it completely.
But like, to me, to finish that thought,
the different things. Go ahead.
Disney's Mulan that's coming out is not going to be anything like the original cartoon Mulan. It's supposed to be based more on the folklore and the history of the actual character. And that has me jacked. They're still going to take bits from this. Like, I think some of the songs are coming into the new film, but it's going to be a completely new story, and I'm 100% okay with that. Where Aladdin was a lot of the original and a few new things, and that annoyed me. Same with Lion King, same with the Sleeping Beauty, and same with Cinderella. All those live actions, they tried too hard to be close to the original.
Can you make a Mulan where it's not a cartoon, and you've got this fucking lizard?
No.
And take it seriously at the same time. You can't do that.
I don't do that tongue thing.
Whereas Aladdin, the whole premise of Aladdin is it's kind of mystical and
magical.
That's why that shit is okay.
Why isn't the parrot talking then, Juan?
The parrot does talk a little bit.
It only mimics. It doesn't talk.
It doesn't. Wow, it's like a parrot. Yeah, it doesn't.
It sounds more like mimicking.
It doesn't talk as much as I wished Alan Tudyk would have had a bigger role in the movie, but...
Yeah.
I just wish they would have had Gilbert Godfrey do it again.
Yeah, why bother changing the role? He was already perfect.
Alan Tudyk is amazing at those things.
This is true.
Here's the one thing that really...
He does do a great hey-hey.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So the thing that really drove me nuts about the Aladdin remake is that they bothered to give Jafar a backstory and then they don't expand on it.
I don't like Jafar in the movie.
I don't like Jafar.
He didn't seem as cool.
He doesn't have the magic. He's just another... He's just a thief like Aladdin, right. But on he's like quasi royalty or whatever.
His only power is that he can hypnotize the king or the Sultan.
Yeah,
is the correct term.
Sultan.
But after that, like in the movie,
he has legitimate magic.
Crazy crap, and then
even before he gets the
I feel like
I did something.
Chelsea said, Dishonor on you.
Dishonor on your cow. Dishonor on your whole family.
I don't think that movie makes sense in a remake if you've got a magic fucking lizard and shit.
No.
I think it makes more sense the way it's going to be.
Yeah. Drag gun.
And I'm going to watch it and I'll probably enjoy it.
You like no lie, you are easy to please.
Very
and that's
easy,
okay.
Because again, I'm not. I like things, but I don't. I mean, there are things that I don't like. I just...
Did you not like The Matrix or something like that?
No, I like The Matrix. I just like the second one better.
I don't like the last two. What?
I like the second one better than I like the first one because it came out when I was younger.
We're probably
going to. I like The Matrix.
We're going to have the same discussion in like another year or two when we finally watch Chicken Marsala's Blade, and we're all going to be like, "Fucking original was better." I mean, Marsala's a good actor, but this is bullshit. I don't know. Blah blah blah.
I feel like I'm going to really like that movie.
I'm hoping we all do.
Really good feeling.
But I can't help but feel like in another 2 years we'll have this exact same discussion. It'll come up. I know it will.
But I'm hoping it's not about Blade.
I hope not. I have nothing but high hopes for that.
What else have you guys?
Hey, Megan, don't ingested? You have like marriage things to go
yeah,
do?
Yeah, Megan, aren't you supposed to be consummating your marriage right now?
Oh my God, are we on while you guys are consummating?
Oh, that was me.
Can I add you to the conversation?
They got married. They can't help it.
I want them to.
Oh, do they not drink alcohol?
I don't know.
She's drinking cider, and it said hashtag just it's cider or some shit like that.
Maybe they're under 21.
No way. Are they?
I know.
Oh.
I'm just really? Being a smartass. They do look very young compared to us, though.
It's compared to you? What are you talking about? I look young, bro.
This is are true. You sure about that?
This is true.
Way younger than
you. Megan says, LOL. That
shut oh, the shit. Fuck
they
up,
They consummated
Ashton.
Last night, bro.
It took every ounce of my strength to congratulate them using their actual names. I hope they're proud of me.
Oh, so when they
they're 4.5 and 3.5 years sober.
Nice. Huh. Very congratulations.
Quitters.
I am 10 to 15 minutes sober.
I haven't had any alcohol today.
Well, I mean, I haven't smoked weed for like 10 or 15 minutes. That's how that works, right?
How long ago was 2 o'clock in the morning?
That's how long I've been
almost
sober.
24 hours. Almost
24
hours.
You had a drink at the movie.
Oh, fuck. How long ago was that?
Like a few hours.
I mean, the movie we totally didn't see.
Which one?
Don't worry about it.
I don't know what's going on.
We noticed. We appreciate the use of our real names.
Tim, that's to you, not to me.
I know.
See ya. I use their real names all the time.
I don't. When I congratulated him on Facebook, I was like, you guys make a perfect couple, Melody and Jedediah.
Oh, you still use the wrong names?
Yeah.
Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your family. Dishonor on your cow. Dishonor on both dogs. All three cats. No, all
there's three dogs.
Seven or so cats.
17 dogs and 15 cats.
Three dogs.
Dana, what the fuck?
That
where
Benadryl
you been?
Is killing me, and the pet dander is fighting through the Benadryl.
Dana moved. She went good. To she
no,
went to
like,
somewhere.
I'm still getting pet dandered through Detroit. The Benadryl.
Dana went to Detroit.
Detroit
for her new fox job.
Whoa, there, Detroit.
Fox job.
She's
you dress up like a fox.
She's a journalist.
Oh,
I've been listening to a really good crime podcast about Detroit. It's pretty good.
Like, I don't get into crime podcasts or true, like, those story ones.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm just not. That just doesn't tickle my fancy.
I've been listening to the Magnus Archives again because it's amazing.
I don't know what that is.
It's one of the better fiction podcasts, I think, that's horror-based out there.
Oh.
I just don't think I would. Maybe I'll have to listen because I don't think that spoken word would get me very, like, suspenseful.
I think you're wrong.
It might. I might be. It might be.
Because I didn't usually think that either. And some of these podcasts are like way more fucking scary than
produce.
Movies.
Yeah.
So no, it just depends on when you listen to them too. Like if you're listening with your kids, find the back, probably didn't do anything. But dude, there are some of these podcasts that
fuck you. Somebody's
to fuck
about
out.
To die.
I listened to this really cool one called Insomniac, where the guy actually, the host actually is an insomniac, and he's like working through that like medically. But so he'll go like 3 and 4 days without getting sleep.
Yikes.
But it's also his job for this company to research like these crazy serial killers that are a little under the radar, like people that you haven't necessarily heard of. So the story is like paralleling. Every two episodes is like one person that he's like profiling. And then every episode has like what's going on with his insomnia in it. And it's fucking creepy as hell, dude, because he'll wake up from like nightmares and then not be able to sleep for like 2 or 3 days. And his brain is just
fucking sounds like it's Swiss cheese sometimes.
I don't know how long we're going, but I just for everybody watching, we spoke about It Chapter 2, 12 Monkeys, and The Dead Don't Die, in case there's any opinions on those.
Yes.
Yes.
Please let us know.
Really quick. Chip in. Speaking of,
keep cutting off, Ashton.
I was thinking. Oh, my
God. We value your opinions. I love you too, Ashton.
He felt the smack coming, I think. Oh shit, I'm gonna get hit. You.
My nipples are small.
What the fuck?
What if he has friends watching and now they know he has small nipples?
Kids don't use Facebook.
I told my friends not to.
He's got dwarf giant size nipples.
Oh, I know his pancakes over there. I never see them.
Those are his, the dwarf giants.
When we went to Missouri, Mom put on black tapes. And I was driving, and it's horror-based, it's fantasy. Very clearly fantasy, but Mom falls asleep. That's cool. I'll listen to black tapes forever. But then it gets to the Halloween special where it's her describing her nightmare. Back roads, middle butt-fuck nowhere. Cat is fucking clawing someone's face off, driving, Mom's asleep, someone in the back's asleep, Bailey's out of sight. I'm just like, how the fuck do I skip this without killing us? Like, fuck.
Shit, when we go to San Diego next year, I need to listen to that then just to stay awake.
Black tapes is really good.
It's really good.
So is Tannis. I like Tannis better.
Megan says she thoroughly enjoyed it too. Just in case you want to know, we all gave it a thumbs down.
Yeah. We all thoroughly roasted that movie last episode.
She said, I didn't think it needed to be 3 hours, but enjoyed it nonetheless.
Yeah, that's fair.
If it wasn't for the comedy, I wouldn't have sat through 3 hours of that film.
Yeah, it's just that was rough. That movie was rough.
She's my life right now. It's all right.
Yeah, no, I'm happy. I hope they make it to the 100 years of marriage.
Oof.
Yeah,
that would make them like 130.
Yeah. Oh, they're 30?
Something like that.
So 130 years old.
That's a lot of years.
That's a lot of years.
Hey, Dave. I just Alzheimer's like 80. You just wish them a horrible last 50 years.
Hey, kids.
Shut up.
I just transitioned to grilling JR. Where and I've really, really enjoyed that.
I do like the new format.
It sucks because in his old format, he used to talk about current wrestling stuff too.
And
so I miss
like
that now. But I've literally for the past 2 days been listening to the Owen Hart episode,
Jamie.
And it's fucking sad. So fucking sad to listen to his opinions because he never put them out. He never rewatched the pay-per-view of him giving the, you know, telling everybody Owen Hart had died and shit.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's fucking sad listening to him. It was really good. Really good.
Bye, Chelsea.
That was a super random segue, but.
So I've been,
Megan, that's why you say in sickness and in health.
Megan said that would make Jeremiah 138. I don't know how realistic that is.
You'll be ghost lovers.
Make it happen. He's almost 40? That motherfucker does not look 40.
No.
He doesn't look 40. You look good for 40.
I didn't think he was older than me.
I thought you guys were in your 20s, like straight up.
Yeah, me too.
Tim looks 40.
Tim looks homeless. That's why.
What is that? That means I look like 50.
You look old, bro.
You look old, but you look really good for a dwarf giant.
Dwarf giants don't age well.
You look like you're 50 on your second goal.
You're like a Greeley 4.
Hey, I'm like a Greeley 6.
She's 28.
What?
Fuck.
So Jeremiah's 10 years
robbed
older than you.
You robbed that cradle.
Robbing a cradle there, Jay.
Oh, my
Holy
God.
Fuck.
That motherfucker was doing division when you were born.
He's going to be collecting Social Security before 20 years in advance.
That's fucked up.
We love you both.
I do love you both.
Oh, God.
Seriously.
9.5 years difference.
That's crazy.
Fuck.
Guys.
He must have a really big dick.
It's our job to be loud and annoying.
I mean, it's probably at least moderately sized.
He's got the age. Yeah. Do you think he's gonna have
that old man dick?
He's gonna have those old man balls, and she's not gonna know what to do with them.
She'll know.
They're gonna be like this big, dude,
like a couple of grapefruits So.
I'm sorry, Jeremiah. I'm sorry, bro.
Make a little brawl for the justice. No, you're not. Why are you apologizing?
Because we would be acting this way even if they were sitting right here.
If it was you on the other side of the computer, we'd be talking about your old balls.
She's going to have to let him back out again, I think.
She's going to spray him with water.
Spray him in the butt. He's laughing his ass off. So,
that's enough. You got him. Yeah, he's fine.
Wow, Megan's really laughing.
Oh, I can imagine.
She LOL'd in person.
Oh, there he is.
Damn straight.
Damn straight.
All right, so.
Best acquaintances ever. I love you guys. I wish we could hang out more.
I'm almost done with all of Strangers in Paradise. I know I brought this up for like four things in a row.
Yeah, you hate that book. Weird. I love it. You keep talking about it.
I'm on the next to last episode. Or I'm the next to last
issue. You were reading it too.
Yeah. Yeah. It is emotional. I'm on the next to last episode of Strangers in Paradise 25, which is the last 10 issue run.
Issue?
What's that?
You said episodes. I was like a TV show.
I did say episodes. Sorry. Let's see. What else have I done? Oh, there's a new season of Fastest Car, which I fucking love that show. It's a Netflix show where three junkers race like a supercar.
We should watch that more than and a British Bacon show.
And sometimes the junker car wins. And
well, we never hang out,
amazing.
Megan. We need to hang out to be friends.
No, we're friends. Fuck what Tim said. We're friends.
No, me and them, acquaintances. Best freaking acquaintances ever. But they never hang out. I
really?
Only ever see
acquaintances?
Them. I only ever see them at Hall
of Justice.
Hey,
bro, that doesn't mean anything.
Friends, damn
it. We're friends, bro.
We're
friends.
Wow,
why are you trying to distance yourself from them?
Well, because they've never let me sleep on their couch before, and that's a sign of friendship.
Because
you're homeless.
Yes. They don't want to get killed while they're sleeping, bro. Make skin suits out of them.
I don't do that.
Ooh, skin suits.
I said it last time, but I'm going to say it again. You should go watch Mr. Mercedes.
Yeah.
They know I love them.
I took Mel to see Downton Abbey today, the Downton Abbey movie.
You dicked him.
Only if it's Jeremiah's.
You can't, bro. It's too big.
No, only the balls. Only the balls are huge so far. He's still a white guy.
Downton Abbey movie was great, though. I loved it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great.
Yeah.
Looks
cool.
Awesome.
I loved it.
I didn't know that was a thing, so yeah. I don't
basically,
really care.
Hey, Jen.
Imagine like a series finale done in a movie.
An old dick.
I don't know why I'm talking anymore.
We can just slap our old
Jeremiah
dicks together.
Jeremiah and Megan are funny, bro. With grapefruit balls. Those are some big balls.
Yeah. Like
I had a ball the size of a grapefruit once that required a rarely ridiculous surgery.
Yeah. So. He has to go to a, what do they call those, like a seamstress, somebody that can make him pants that fit all the balls for his elephantitis.
I think those are called seamstresses.
Are they seamstress? Tailors. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
Tailors.
There you go.
Yeah, tailor is for like suits and a seamstress is for dresses and women's clothing.
Get some, fucker.
Speaking of
grapefruit
you
balls.
You have a great opinion about this, Ashton.
Grapefruit balls?
I never
Oh,
he
man,
saw your balls one time.
Pins and needles.
Eighth grade, middle school, we went down to a place called Epic. It's a like ice skating rink, and
it's like Dave and Buster's sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I walk in to go and change, and this dude, not a joke, 3 feet away from the urinal, one hand here, second hand here, just full elephant dick peeing into the urinal.
Wow, that was the
full
weirdest
nude.
Conversation ever.
And I just
ever.
Was like. What the fuck did I just see? I was scared for my
you
life.
Saw a porn star. That's who he is.
Dude, that dude was like...
I can't handle that my son just told me a story about elephant dick. That's all I'm saying.
It was bad.
Ashton.
Young Sheldon comes back on Thursday. I'm excited for fucking Young Sheldon.
What an awkward segue.
I had I had a
Megan said 8th grade. Was that last year?
For him, yeah.
You're like 2 grades away. It was year before last. Calm down. You're a sophomore in high school.
Oh,
chill.
Crap. Yes, you are. I'm still thinking you're a freshman.
It's
sad.
Bailey's a senior.
No shit.
She also couldn't remember who your mom was yesterday.
there's other reasons for that.
That was today, yeah.
This morning. You couldn't remember when that happened today.
I think we're on like the 13th season of Survivor.
Whole weekend's a blur.
You guys are watching a shitload of Survivor, by the way.
I can't wait to catch up in 2 years.
The show is great.
It's so fun.
So what's weird, I think I made it to the first, like, I think I watched every season until the first, like, Survivor All-Stars. And then after
I think that's
that
like season,
season 9. Yeah, I think after season, I stopped watching for some reason.
I think it's like 9 or some shit like that.
Megan, who looks 12?
She's talking about Ashton.
Oh, yeah. It's true. If it wasn't for the that, if you shaved, you'd look like you were in school.
That's awesome. I
shaved like. You can't so see it. Back and it was bad.
We have weird chins. We have weird chins.
When I shave, I look like I'm in high school. Minus
but
the
you're
bald chinian,
balding forehead.
You also look like you're homeless, though. So
true.
It's the hat. Just dress better.
Just dress better.
Oh no! Put it back on.
Put it back on. Oh, 2 points from Gryffindor.
I don't know what the fuck else we've watched or done. What are you guys watching or doing? Shit. I feel like we're the only ones talking here.
What was that? What was the other movie we watched?
Well, I guess there are other things out there.
Go. Well, that's what the fuck this is for. Do
you
that.
You guys didn't watch them. It's just me talking about
that's
it.
That's all right.
So Alicia
when's
and I...
the last time you read Strangers in Paradise?
Never.
Exactly. That's what we're doing in this episode.
That was shit. My most ridiculous bill ever has happened.
Bill?
At Hall Justice Collectibles right now.
Oh, God. What is it? What is it up
doesn't to? He ship you comics?
Just sometimes. This one's unshippable, probably.
What are you at? Just but say
to pay 12.
Good night, guys. See you, Jeremiah. See you, Megan.
What? Hey,
what is it?
Wait,
just
wait,
say
wait. Before they leave, guys, congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Real. Seriously,
that's awesome.
You guys are awesome.
You guys,
knowing you guys beforehand and now knowing you for now,
you're not even their friend. Why are you talking?
I'm
you
their best acquaintance. Okay,
you will know love and companionship in a way that Doyle will probably never experience.
Wow, really?
Doyle doesn't want to experience.
Holy shit!
But you know what? Doyle will experience keeping all my shit. So when you guys get divorced,
Megan and Jeremiah,
statistically, I'll help
I've
you
known about you well before we met.
To be fair, Gabe doesn't have any shit. So
yeah, exactly. Losing half my shit means losing like literally half a shit. So
like now you got money though. Now Gabe's making so much money now.
Don't
it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, he's so rich.
He gets so embarrassed. Look at him.
I hate that idea. I'm like, so going back to Fastest Car, there's an episode where they come up with a supercar and there's there's one guy that has like this ratty ass like Oldsmobile or something.
Megan
like that.
And Jeremiah are saying, "Poor Doyle, and we love you, Doyle."
Oh, Doyle!
I'm fine with it, honestly.
I'm Doyle. Yeah, Doyle knows that I love him sexually.
It's true.
So this guy talks about how he's happy being poor, right? And I've always felt that way. Like I've always been very content just being a poor person. Like I don't really give a shit except for
it's just the weirdest thing to say.
Except for in those rare instances where like it actually matters, you know, it doesn't affect my life at all. And then this rich dude's talking about how you're only poor because you choose to be poor. I'm like, I don't think even though I'm comfortable being poor, I never chose this. Like, this kind of blows. So,
yeah,
it's weird. It's a weird thing
I
for
don't
me
know.
To think about
do,
making.
Do you – maybe not, like, homeless, you know, because you don't always choose that life. Do you think that you may choose to be in the situation you're in, though, sometimes?
Sometimes, but I think most of the time you –
I don't think you're poor, and now I don't think you're rich all of a sudden.
No,
I'm just making fun of you. But I feel like if you would have listened to me 3 years ago, that you would have bettered yourself.
I have literally told that to like 15 people already this
like,
week.
That was a choice.
See, but I think that's
not
less,
necessarily, though.
I don't think so much that
Gabe
was
a
choice.
Gabe is
a
different person today than he was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like people think that just because a thing works out for you and it would have always worked out for you if you did it before.
No, no. I
that's
don't,
not necessarily true.
I don't, but,
and
but,
I don't
but
think,
it's still a choice we make in life.
I don't think I would so, have been.
Not sure. All the time. Not sure. All the time. Again, not we're not our circumstances aren't always our choice. I get that.
I don't think I would have been really truly capable of this job 3 years ago. I think I would have half-assed my way through it because I needed to really feel what it felt like to start spinning out of control. So like it was this is the right time to do it and it's awesome.
Don't worry,
so.
Bro. Metaphorically, I'll help you unspin. Not physically, not like literally, because
if I get
I'll
actually
fall.
Physically
if
spinning
you'll
in a
crush
circle,
me.
I'll knock you over.
Dwarf giant, bro.
Yeah, I got that.
I can't sustain the dwarf giant bones on.
I'm sex crazed and dwarf giant strong.
I don't want to be around you.
I was just speaking to that point in general because it's like it's a common thing that like well-to-do or people who have had success like to spout out. But there are a million times more stories of people who literally did choose to go after their dreams and failed fucking miserably.
100%. Oh, yeah.
And put 100% effort through and
for
still
sure.
failed.
Agreed.
And I was like, that is an option. Like, that does happen.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Marvel's still not calling. I can tell you all about it.
I literally told Gabe, I said, you'll know whether you can sell a car or not within the first couple of months.
Yeah.
And then you should get out if you don't think you're going to be able to do it.
The answer is I can do it.
Well, I'm not even talking about that. I'm just saying, like, I don't know about that. I'm just saying how people are like, you're stuck in your dead-end job because you choose not to be. Well, how many people chose to, like, start a restaurant because they really wanted to do that and then it failed?
And then they fucking
But there are a lot of, people who don't try. You know, if you try something and you fail at it,
Ashton.
Good for you for trying, at least. You know, at least you tried.
Maybe
it sucks.
For no reason.
Maybe the situation sucks now, but good for you that you tried to go make your dreams bricks. A reality.
Sometimes that's a short bus award, though. Like, sometimes good for you means your family's not eating and you're in the gutter.
No,
like,
no.
Not really good for you.
I'm not saying, like, I'm good for you. You're in the shitty situation you're in. I just mean that there's a lot of people who don't even get up and try. They don't even try to live
their
dream.
I'm saying
that
boat is just different, is all I'm putting it in.
Hi, other Chelsea.
Is like, say...
Oh, that's weird. It hasn't shown up on my phone yet. It
doesn't show me when people are adding, because I'm just watching the stream. I'm not, like...
Yeah, I have it as a watch party, so I see every time someone pops up.
Oh, I was just saying, that boat doesn't look like it's the same for everybody. Like, some dude who's working at, you know... Slang and mail.
Yeah, you can say it. Dead end federal career.
No, but I'm saying, like,
it's cool. Cool.
If a guy legitimately is working at the post office and has, like, three kids, you know, he can't just choose to go after his dream. Like,
I mean, and they're definitely
they're actual
can.
Financial.
He
and if
can.
He fails, there's too many things.
Well, but there's a choice, though, right? Yeah. It's always a choice. You can choose to go do something different.
I'm just saying, you
have to know that there might be a consequence.
It's always the best choice.
Tim lives in an area where there's literally 1,500 maybe dealerships. If he could sell, he could go do it.
I use Tim's career as an example, not Tim specifically. No, I'm saying just like imagine like a guy who has a bunch of kids and a wife.
No, I get it. It's
and if
scary.
It's like, if he fails,
right,
it's not good.
Right. No, I'm with you. I understand that.
And honestly, I work with a lot of people who it's like they're not conditioned to work above where they're working. I don't want to point out names.
So I think.
But Doyle Daniels.
Yeah.
No,
but I mean like
work
people
with
who,
a lot of people
who do physical manual labor, and that's like where their skill set's at.
Oh, for
Does
sure.
Does that make sense? Like, I'm just trying to say, like, there's a lot of people who just want to get in everybody's ear and just be like, you can just do it if you try it. I was like, no, some people fucking can't. Like, some people have no education. Some people have no, like,
life
slack,
experience whatsoever.
And it's like, you want to get them all hyped up and, like,
I don't want to get anybody hyped up. I don't want to get
like,
nobody hyped up.
Gabe is at a
live
good
life.
Point where he could do that because he has a supporting family and skill set where he could move on. I think Tim could, too. I think I could do a different job, too. But I'm just saying there are some people who can't. And it's sometimes an irresponsible message, in my opinion, to be like, you always can
That's
do
fair.
This better.
To like I'm not, Ashton, love you to death. You're probably never going to be president.
Oh, yeah.
A, you don't want it. And B, like the amount of
There's
money.
There's too many embarrassing Facebook stories.
Exactly. There's just too many.
Several episodes of this.
I'm your dad. Sorry.
They were just Gabe Yamas.
Broom.
I don't think you want to hype up people into unrealistic expectations. Like, oh fuck, Ashton, you're going to be president someday, and you just say it over and over, you know what I mean?
And then he goes to college and is like, I can't do algebra 2.
What?
It's okay. I was
putting a
spec- still be president.
Yeah, I was putting a speculative down. I don't think any of us are doing that.
No,
I'm
right,
just
right.
saying there are people whose careers it is.
But for
Tony Robbins
to lead people into the desert and leave them fucking there
and scam them
when they can't get there.
Right,
who's that
right.
one preacher?
Joel Osteen.
That's a
Joel
great show,
Osteen.
By the way.
Yeah.
No, I that's bullshit. Like those yeah. kinds of things.
The pray your way
the,
rich.
The big muscly dude who I don't know his name either. Banana Hands. Yeah, from Shallow Hal.
What the fuck? I have no idea.
He's the real dude. Yeah, the real motor. There you go.
I just
that
said
guy.
Him. Yeah.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, his job is to lie to people yeah. into thinking they
I'm out.
Can do
that's,
whatever
that's
they want.
Crazy.
If you
that's
go to those conventions, it's like full of like high school dropouts who had kids and they were 15. Who just like, yeah, you're not going to do what he did. Like,
well,
sorry. You might. 1% might.
That well,
if everybody could, we'd have a lot of.
That's how he makes money, is off of those 99%.
For me personally, I'm just saying that there might be a little choice here or there that you can do to further your.
Well, see, that's
yourself.
The good message. I
I'm
think.
Not. I don't think that everybody's going to go out and fucking be successful and open their own business or do anything. That's
well,
probably
that's
unrealistic.
I was saying that's the responsible message you never hear. It's right. like, hey, you could choose to. Go to night classes, get your high school diploma,
right.
get your GD, get your associate's degree, and then make it.
Right.
Nobody ever says that, though.
Or
so
maybe,
like,
maybe.
Hey, just quit your job, get a better job.
or maybe
the
your whole
get a better job thing is bullshit. What you need to do is invest in yourself.
Yeah.
If
everybody can do that.
Yeah. Like, if
saying.
You're saying, like, if you're the kind of guy that's like, you're the shit at putting up drywall and smearing plaster, then be the shit at. Putting up drywall and smearing plaster. That way, people
work your way into a contractor
or a foreman.
Yeah.
So there's ways
sometimes
to
it's sidesteps. It's fuck. Who pays well to drywall and plaster? Then let's go find that motherfucker and get you a job over there.
Yeah.
Stuff like that's legit.
That's why, like, you could be like, I was in a plumber. That was kind of my circle for a while as an apprentice and as a journeyman. As a master, you basically stop plumbing and you're just a millionaire that has tons of people trying to get to your spot. So, like, you know, if you can do something well, then be the shit at that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You sell cars. Be the shit at selling cars. You're new to cars.
I kind of want to be in the middle of selling cars.
Be like, I want to be good enough I don't get fired, but not so good that I work
doing
hard.
Whatever it is.
I told the first couple of days, I told Gabe, I said, hey, if you're looking for motivation, don't fucking talk to Wong, because he doesn't have the motivation to help your ass.
Wong literally told me one day, don't do what I do.
Yeah, I'll answer your questions, and I'll try and help you. But if you're looking for motivation, you're looking in the wrong spot.
When you described how Juan sells,
I think I'm
stuff,
just gonna wait until enough
that's
people.
That's exactly
quit.
How I sold paint.
I
kind of play the field for like a week, and then weekend comes, crunch time, boom, boom, boom. I'm on the phone all day long, selling hundreds of gallons of paint.
I wish I could sell hundreds of gallons of cars.
We do sell hundreds of gallons of cars.
That's true.
Like, one car is definitely 100 gallons.
If you melted it down, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm just going to tell enough people quit and then go try again, probably.
We did. We hired, like, 4 new people all of a sudden. It's just, it's a tough, it's as little work as we actually do, it's tough because it's a mental thing. And
it is super tough mentally.
I know nobody wants to hear about car sales, but we're in a position where, a lot of people who have worked in car business for a long time get paid a completely different way than the people who are getting into the business now.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to hire people because those same people won't work for the new pay plan that a lot of people are getting hired at now. And so you end up hiring all these people who have never sold anything
in
their life.
Young people.
You turn people like it's nothing. Like one guy, there was a guy before he started who, because you had to take a state test before you can even get licensed. The guy took it 12 times and just was like, all right, I can't fucking do it. I'm not coming
back. There was another guy that got hired at the same time I got hired that took
What's
the
so
test.
Hard about this test?
It's a lot of memorization
and it's,
for something that you'll never use.
It's there to make sure you don't break laws. Like, you no selling on this. You can. What happens if you accidentally do this? And there's a bunch of weird, stupid law bullshit that you got to learn. But you'll never use it. It's just a random test you have to do in order to get your sales license. And there's so many people who come in and they can't do it. And they're just like, all right, I'm out.
Like, I'm pretty good at memorizing stuff and taking tests. Like, I'm actually halfway decent at it. It still took me 6 times.
I think so.
I think it was 5 or 6 times taking it because you and it's even open book. Like, that's how fucking frustrating it is to take, because the questions are like so wordy and asking for such fucking specific answers, and you're working off of like 50 fucking pages of material.
It's one of those tests where it says the same thing but like a little different, and it's like two different questions are almost exactly the same. It's weird.
It's sure. Super fucking frustrating.
Took me one time.
Bitch.
That's not normal. I don't know. I think I know of like one or two other people who did that.
I feel
it,
like
a lot
of
people
it
take
luck.
It like two or five times. Like it's not something that's easy.
I just feel like a lot of the people who are in and out start used to working in the real world. Probably.
It might not be, yeah. Especially the young people. Especially the young people.
Never had a job before, or if I maybe had one or two.
Well, and this is the type of job where there's nothing. You make phone calls and you're on the lot. There's not a structure to what we do. You just hope somebody calls or comes on the lot and wants to buy a car.
Literally, most of my day is standing outside hoping someone shows up.
It's not like I go to work, I know exactly what I knew. There are steps to what I have to get to the end of my day. You guys are like, might sell a car today.
Yeah.
Yep. Might play on my phone all day. I don't know. Yep.
There's definitely days where I'm there 12 hours and do nothing.
Might watch a couple episodes of something for the podcast.
That's what I do.
I'm scared to do that stuff.
Juan's been there 6 years. Nobody really tells me what to do.
It's getting to the point where I figured out a way, if I rubber band my phone to the scanner holster, I can just watch shit for the show while I'm doing my delivery now. Or at least listen to it. Just kidding. I don't do
any
nobody
of that
while
said
I'm driving
that.
A federal vehicle.
Nobody said that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's all a joke. What you're
yeah.
My job is requiring
fucking UPS workers.
More and more bullshit with
goddamn
less
FedEx
less
driver
every day.
Yeah.
Fuck I'm getting to the point where I'd rather just work at 7-Eleven. For half the pay, I don't care.
I would go visit you at 7-Eleven.
Me too. I'd buy some shit out of some Slurpees.
Be like, let's buy Slurpees.
It's getting close, dude. Every day it's like something new. It's like, hey, now do this bullshit. Why? We don't know. Is there any benefit to it? No. Okay. Hey, this person's super mad at you, so you can't have your headphones anymore. Really? Yeah. Okay, well, they do. Okay. Like, the person who really went and bitched me out, they literally, the next day, they were like, no headphones. And I was like, they're on their headphones all fucking day. How can you say that? Well, just don't let people see you then. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, my whole job literally bends around people complaining and then managers conceding, as opposed to just going, is that actually a problem?
Right.
Oh, it's not? Okay, shut the fuck up. Get out of my office. The entire thing is just like, they bitch, so I got to say something. And now you're bitching, so it's irrelevant. I'm just getting tired of the fucking back and forth, man.
Yeah. Your job.
This is depressing.
Your job sounds consistently
awful. Let's all
awful.
Talk about work.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll burn them up.
I don't necessarily love where I work, but it's, I you know, it's.
I used to like
I don't even
more.
Know how to
we're
say
almost,
it.
We're almost an hour into the least interesting yes. fan interaction episode we've done. So this week.
We're getting out of here. Go back to that job.
Tell me something that's happened that in the last week that you watched or read or that you just really enjoyed. Just
that I watched, read, really enjoyed. That movie Yesterday that I wrote about.
Which one?
Good.
Yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
It's a good movie.
Tell us a little bit about it so that people know.
It's just like what happens if the world forgot that the Beatles existed, except for a few people didn't. Specifically, one guy who's a musician who steals all their music.
Oh, that's yeah. Funny. It looks really funny.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's definitely worthwhile. It's just like a Beatles fan,
which is fun.
Movie.
I like the Beatles, so
I mean, I think most people do. But it's a lot better than like the other ones they've done, like Across the Universe. I thought it was pretty garbage, but
yeah, I didn't.
This
care
one's
for that
pretty
one.
Good.
Have a class at school called the History of Rock and Roll, and our current like unit in the class is on the Beatles and how they just kind of came from England, and everybody was so depressed that a happy band just blew up because president was assassinated in Vietnam, or Vietnam president assassinated, so everybody was like, well, fuck this, and then the Beatles came and everybody was like,
huh. It's weird because the Beatles had like a good handful of pretty depressing songs too.
Yeah.
But it was yeah. enough that everybody's like, we love you. We will do whatever the hell you tell us to do. No asking.
I mean, they were more popular than Jesus. Yeah.
Their music is legitimately on a different level, too, though. It's like
when you. It's some of the best music ever.
Listen
made.
To the lyrics. Like, lyrically, their songs are way better than most people's songs.
Well, like, and instrumentally, the way they're organized is unreal. It's something that nobody had ever done before.
Yeah.
No, right, no, you, I'm just saying that's what got their initial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Base, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I was not countering that. It's like a lot of people say, like, everything old is better than new. I was like, legitimately, they're better than most new bands.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
I think you could come out with their music today and they'd still be just as popular.
I believe so.
A movie I saw recently that I really loved was Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yeah.
It is fucking awesome. It's about a guy with Down syndrome that escapes the rest home that he's kind of living in because he doesn't have a family.
Oh, and that's with Shia LaBeouf. Yeah.
Yeah, and he goes on an adventure with Shia LaBeouf to go be a wrestler. And it's fucking
awesome. That movie looked
funny. It's so good.
Is it?
Oh, God. I cried.
Have to watch that.
I cried several times in that movie.
Oh, well, then I'll just bawl like
you're
going to
fucking die that movie. Oh, my God.
Sounds good. I like it.
Ow, Sophia.
Sparks. My best friend is like actually obsessed with that movie right now.
It's so good.
Sophia, tell me. You know what? So I'm going to tell you my thing that I really like today.
Shia LaBeouf's memoir.
So I've been doing a thing on my day off when the kids are with us that I'm taking one of the kids out of school for a few hours or for the day and just hanging out with them for a little bit. You know,
we're being truant.
Yeah, we're having a hookie day. So this Tuesday I got to do hookie day with Sophia. And at some point in time when the characters in Glee are graduating from high school, I just stopped watching it because, like, I don't really care what happens to these characters after high school. And that is exactly where Sophia is in the show. So we spent Tuesday watching what to me are also brand new episodes of Glee that I've never watched. And, like, just bitching about the characters we don't like and the characters we do like and the singing in it. Yeah. The main character in the show is genuinely the most annoying human being on the face of the earth. Except for the lady from Grey's Anatomy, who the show is named after, that I really wish would have died, like, season one. Worst character on television. I fucking hate Grey's Anatomy because
of
her.
None of this is...
Yeah. But anyways, I enjoyed watching Glee with Hannah. It was a lot of fun.
That's Sophia.
Sophia?
I know. Sophia.
Wow.
I enjoyed watching Last Kids on Earth with Hannah.
Oh,
that cartoon
really
is fucking
too.
Cool, man.
Last Kids on Earth is...
I don't want to, but I gotta go.
Oh,
see you guys later.
See you, Doyle.
Going to that job that I hate.
Ashton, move over. Take a seat.
Last Kids on Earth is a post-apocalyptic cartoon for children where zombies and kaiju have taken over the earth.
Drive safe, bud.
And little kids are like the only people that are around.
Nice.
Will you lock the door after? How about you? What's the one thing you enjoyed this week?
Nothing.
Such a dick.
I watched generally I watch a lot of the same stuff. Survivor, we watch. What do we watch? Married at First Sight, the season ended. Worst Cooks in America. I think the finale's today. Suits is on its last season. So my schedule is very similar when we record these things. I talk about a lot of the same stuff. The Stand, honestly, was probably one of the things that I just was like, ah, fuck, I should watch this. And I don't think I've ever watched the whole series, would you call it? I don't think it's a movie, right? It's the whole miniseries. I don't think I've ever watched the whole thing.
Huh.
So the first half was really fun. When we watched it, it kind of rekindled something where I was like, ah, I should go watch some more Stephen King stuff or go listen to it. Cause, The Stand is on Hoopla too. So I might listen to it as well.
Nice.
But,
it's a long listen.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it is. But that was cool for me. If this Dish Network thing works out, that'd be cool. Get to watch 13 Stephen King movies. That'd be badass.
That would be ass.
That would be ass.
Badass.
Oof. You're tired.
Tired.
You're tired.
Yeah, it hit me.
And
like
you
got
to get
bricks.
To work at 8:30.
I do. I'm okay with that.
I have to go to school.
I also don't have to go to school.
Yeah. I love how you got a fuck you from your dad and a cool story, bro, from your sister.
All right. We lost somebody, so we should probably go out.
Yeah, we are. So, everybody, thank you for joining us for our fan interaction episode. This has been episode 141 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I don't anymore either. Only two people. I think I'm one of them. So.
I think I'm the other.
With that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Juan.
Tim.
I'm Doyle. Oh, beef. Oh, I hate Asians. Oh, black folk.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barren Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barren Space production.